Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Fighting game final bosses have become something of an in-joke across the genre itself. By definition of what we're playing, the final bout has to be a direct confrontation. There's no room for character revelations being the big send-off. No, you're gonna have to go up against some twisted demon, hulked-out human, ruler from another world, or whatever the devs can think of to provide a suitable challenge. With that in mind then, these fighters fall into two camps. They're either massively overpowered and hit you like a truck, or have some kind of unique gimmick that makes the fight against them way tougher and cheaper than it needs to be. I'm Scott from WarCulture.com, and these are 10 fighting game bosses that made you destroy controllers. Number 10, Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. The final boss of the first NES version of Punch-Out was relentless. Tyson would swing punches so hard that you instantly fell to the canvas. You need to survive the first minute and 30 seconds without getting knocked out, which means avoiding all of his attacks while throwing your own to wear him down. Like all fights in Punch-Out, his fight is a puzzle that you need to understand and solve. Tyson's tail is with his eyes. They're only a few pixels big, but he'll wing either with the left eye or right eye to telegraph which punch is coming your way. You can also take advantage of his uppercuts by punching with the opposite hand. So if he swings with a left, hit him with a right jab to the face. Legendarily difficult, the story goes that Tyson asked Nintendo to make him near impossible to beat, just so his in-game reputation would match that of the real world. Number 9, Kazuya, Tekken 7. Tekken 7's story mode gives you control of a handful of characters, with the climax of the story being a brawl to the death between Heihachi and Kazuya, father and son. The problem is that Heihachi is on his last legs and Kazuya gets more and more demonic as the fight goes on. Things begin somewhat fairly with a fight against the regular version of Kaz, but soon enough he starts delving deeper into those demonic powers. It begins with a laser eye blast in the second phase, but when Kazuya transforms into his iconic devil design, the cheap shots come thick and fast. He'll still be comboing you to death, but he can now also regain health, either slowly or all at once. Even when you take off that last bit of health during the final phase, if you miss the one on-screen button press because you were, I don't know, breathing again, you'll still lose the fight. The only saving grace against Kazuya is that when you lose, you restart in the phase that you lost in. This also means that you can get locked in a purgatorial loop of him just pasting you at full power. Number 8, Akuma, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo Edition. To understand what makes Super Turbo's version of Akuma so difficult, you need to understand that the game's AI is designed to hoover up your money in the arcades. It does this by reading your inputs and countering them. Super Turbo is very, very good at it. When you unlock the fight against Akuma, it's as if the game has worked out that you know all its tricks. So in addition to all that input reading stuff, Akuma is a faster, stronger version of Ryu and Ken. He has access to aerial fireballs and a command grab super that will kill you instantly. Capcom really, really wanted our money. Akuma is just the straight up bully that they send to shake it out. Number 7, Geese. Fatal Fury, Wild Ambition. Geese Howard likes to do more than a few things to your rather sluggish fighter in Fatal Fury, Wild Ambition. His projectiles are lightning quick and his combos do tons of damage far quicker than you can move. He can also perform super moves whenever he wants, making this fight notably weighted in his favor. Geese's AI is significantly better than the rest of the fighters as he can execute cancels, betraying animations that you were reading, making him challenging even for longtime players. Worse still is an unavoidable attack that Geese executes after every combo. He just picks you back up one more time for an additional slam, just for that little bit of extra damage that will likely finish you off. Yes, Mr. Howard is the original horrible goose. Number 6, Guile, Street Fighter 3, Third Strike. Just look at this two-tone banana hammock-wearing moron from Street Fighter 3. He's not the worst boss on this list, but he definitely has the worst gimmick. Guile's moveset is centered on controlling fire and ice. Any of his fire moves do a ton of damage, but the ice moves put you at a direct disadvantage. See, Street Fighter 3 finally visualized the usually hidden stun bar from each title, and when Guile hits you with an ice move, it fills faster and faster. Maxed out, your character will just stand there, shambling on the spot while you soak up even more damage. I don't know about you, but taking control away from me always pushes my big, oh my god, just let me do something button that I'm never really okay with. Also, Guile has several super moves that ruin your flow. He'll rain down multiple projectiles, sprout wings to emit an aura that does a ton of damage at a surprising range, or resurrect himself after you land the final blow. Yes, Capcom really knew what they were doing with Guile, and he's easily one of the most hated characters in fighting game history. Number 5, Jinpachi, Tekken 5. I'd kinda forgotten what cheap BS felt like in the years before fighting Jinpachi. Why? Well, it's Stunlock City left, right, and center, and these moves are usually accompanied by a fireball that takes off around 95% of your health, if it doesn't kill you in one hit. Sidestepping helps, but sometimes old Ginny will just fire another fireball to catch you in your new position, killing you anyway. Also, he can stab you in the stomach, which drains a portion of your health and gives it directly to him, alongside stomping the ground to stun you regardless of how far away you are. Oh, and what's that coming your way while you're stunned? Another fireball. Teleports, stun locks, and instant death. The fighting game cocktail of liquid crap. Number 4, M. Bison, Street Fighter Alpha 3. M. Bison will first lure you in to a false sense of security. During the first round, he'll not perform any of his special moves or combos. One round down, another to go. The big clue that Bison has a nefarious plan hidden inside his cape is with his special meter. It looks very different to the ones used by every other character and is exclusive to his final form, as only then can he use a screen-wide version of Psycho Crusher. This move is unavoidable and will likely end the round there and then. The only way to deal is to block and pray. Yes, you can hit restart and try to defeat him faster next time, but if you were playing the regular version of arcade mode, you only got one shot at beating Bison, otherwise you got the bad ending, leaving you to replay the whole ladder all over again. Number 3, Gargos, Killer Instinct 2 / Killer Instinct Gold. Killer Instinct really hopes you've learned as many combos as possible, because Gargos cheats a lot. The end boss of Killer Instinct 2 and Killer Instinct Gold, this gargoyle has tons of punches and kicks that chop your health bar into a fine mince. Being far away is no guarantee of safety, as he can spit fireballs while jumping and cast flames that cover most of the screen. On top of that, he can dash through your projectiles, making it hard to stop him getting close. The worst bits, though, are the juggles. Every Gargos combo ends with a launcher, giving him time to laugh at you while healing and doing it all over again. Number 2, Shizuka, Samurai Showdown. Shizuka is a possessed girl with ghostly powers. Hovering in midair, she'll take very little damage from any of your attacks. In return, she'll control some fans with her mind to swipe at you, fire as projectiles, and rain down like a volley of arrows. The worst of these attacks is a throw, which can only be avoided by jumping. Things take a much more insane turn though when she reveals her face in round 2. From there, Shizuka's attacks are relentless as she now has more fans, and she gains access to several super attacks. The most brutal of the bunch is an aura that instantly wipes out half your health and also disarms you. It takes a lot longer to end the fight in the second round, as she also takes half damage. Perseverance is key, but so is not throwing your controller off the nearest wall. And number 1, God Rugal, Capcom vs SNK 2. God Rugal is the most broken boss in all of fighting games, just let that be said. Not only is he faster than every character in Capcom vs SNK 2, but he has lightning quick reflexes and rule-breaking attack animations. His genocide cutter now hits multiple times and he can perform a second one straight after, meaning you're always caught out while jumping. He can grab you, force you into the corner, and perform juggle combos, with normal attacks hitting very hard and just two heavy punches wiping out your health. Try to escape? Genocide Cutter. Manage to stun him? Well, he'll immediately recover and Genocide Cutter. Try literally anything other than getting flattened by the devs laughing at you in the background and Genocide Cutter. God Rugal is just the dog worst.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.